Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Not long ago, I came across a 2010 study conducted by the University of British Columbia in Canada, which seemed to cast substantial doubt on most psychological studies carried out in North America and Europe over the past several decades. The authors of this study said that the results were flawed because the people being interviewed were weird. No, not strange, but they were almost all Western, well-educated, from industrialized societies, rich compared to the rest of the world, and they all shared democratic values. As I thought about this study, I began to wonder if this may not be part of the reason why so many people we come into contact with today have trouble understanding the Bible. Let me try to illustrate. We live in the West, but the Bible is a book written in Eastern culture. We value logical argumentation, and we place our hopes in human reason, and we believe that science can provide answers to all life's questions. But Jesus told stories. His miracles make our scientific age scoff. The idea that Jesus was born of a virgin, or that he, God in the flesh, would die on a cross, or that Jesus would be physically resurrected from the dead 3 days after he died, never to die again, to ascend into heaven to be King of kings and Lord of lords. It just is foolishness to our rational way of processing information. We also live in an industrialized society where people of the Bible lived in an agrarian culture. We no longer sustain ourselves through working on the land as farmers, but we derive our identity from our professional status. Our world is mechanized, not natural. We can program computers, but we have no idea how to raise corn. Jesus' parables about farmers and fishermen no longer resonate in our ears, as we no longer farm or fish. We expect to have food on our tables, and the prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," means virtually nothing to us. But those in an agrarian society understand the seasons and cycles of nature. They realize there is no guarantee that we will have bread today. There is an absolute reliance on God as they pray for good weather, growth, and an abundance of the harvest. In the West, we believe our children have made it when they graduate from university. While literacy rates in biblical times were far higher than most of us realize, few people went, as we would call it, through higher education. Most people spent their time trying to provide for themselves and their families. Today we value theoretical knowledge, but in biblical times they needed to be practical in order to survive. Westerners often make the presumptuous mistake of thinking that uneducated people are stupid. But this is certainly not the case. Let me challenge you to read the New Testament and be astounded by the learning and the wisdom of Jesus. Hear his words of authority, words like any other teacher you've never heard. In the West today, we're rich. Most of us have easy access to food and housing. Survival is seldom an issue. Our goal is to retire early on the coast, living comfortably off the wise investments we made in the stock market. But many in biblical times, as well as in our world today, live in abject poverty. This is why the Bible spends so much time talking about why we are to help the poor and the needy among us. In fact, Jesus often went out of his way to note that when we deal mercifully with the poor and the outcast, then we are doing these things for him. In the West, our worldview is dominated by a democratic mindset. Core matters of this mindset include independence and individualism. We demand our rights and our freedoms. We have the right to live life as we see fit. The individual is key, which is code language, for it all comes down to me. But the biblical world, and again, much of our world today, the focus was on community. Personal autonomy was not a big issue. Instead, people were defined by their relationships, and their lives were ordered by their responsibilities toward others, their family, and society. Do you find reading the Bible confusing, puzzling, and mysterious? Maybe it's because you're weird. Try reading it again with a new pair of spectacles. A pair of spectacles that are not tinted so much with Western, industrialized, educated, rich, and democratic ideals. So let us pray. O God, the God of all goodness and of all grace, you are worthy of greater love than we can either give or understand. Fill our hearts, we beg you, with such love toward you that nothing may seem too hard for us to do or to suffer in your name. And grant that in loving you, we may become daily more like you, and finally obtain the crown of life which you have promised to all those who love you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.